Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Peya Daf Beis. Daf Beis. Again, today's shiur is sponsored, an anonymous sponsor, in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all their work in aspects of Jewish life. Interesting, just by way of introduction, again, just one note. So we are in the start of Meseches Peya, and interesting, the Rambam changes the order of the Masechtos that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did. We're not going to get so into that, but just to see from a bird's eye view, the Rambam has in Sefer Zra'im, he starts off with Kelayim. Starts off with Kelayim, which in the, obviously Mishnah is Brachas Peya Demai Kelayim. So, yes, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi also has Kelayim before the Matnas Kahuna. Kelayim, Chumas Maisas, Maisas Sheni, Chala Arla Bikurim. But the Rambam has Kelayim before Matnas Aniyim. So why does he do that? The Radvaz says in the beginning of Hilchas Kelayim that the Rambam likes starting with halachas that are Dvarim Kolalim, that span many different areas of halacha. So Kelayim is, there's some Kelayim by trees, and some Kelayim by grapes, and some Kelayim by tevua, and some Kelayim by animals, and some Kelayim by clothing. Right, all different types. So Kelayim is an area that spans. It's not just a specific area. So that's what the Radvaz says. Ula olam darko zal liftoach bedvarim hakolalim. Upasach bekilay zroim ki depasach tana demastisa. But the Rambam, that's the first difference. The Rambam has Kelayim before Matnas Aniyim. So Matnas Aniyim is Peya. The Rambam, remember, has a larger, why should I call it Meseches Peya, if it's also includes Leket and Shichacha and Staka, so I'm going to call it Matnas Aniyim. That's the Rambam. But the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi just calls it Peya. And then Trumas and Maisers, Maiser Sheni, this is the Rambam. Bikurim, Vishar Matnas Akuna, Bigvulin. It should be Kurim, he puts it with Chala and the other items. And then at the end, he has Shmita V'Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put Shmita V'Yovel before, right? Kelayim and then Shvius. And then Shumas and Maisos. Interesting to think about why that is. Shemitah is not a matana in the normal sense, not giving it to anybody, but it's hefker. It's hefker. But it is hefker for aniyim and for ashirim. So it's in the middle. It's after Peya, Demai. What's Demai doing there? Demai is really a suffix in terms of Trumas and Maisras. So Lachora Demai should be later. What is it going to do with Shemitah? But it is, Shemitah has Kedusha, the Kepeiros have Kedusha, but it's for the Aniyim. So maybe it's a little of both. That's why it's in the transition for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Before Trumas and Maisras, Maisras Sheni, which has some of them at least have some level of Kedusha, while Peya does not. Peya, we didn't mention yesterday, but Peya is Chulin. Peya is Chulin. There is no Kedusha to Peya. Unlike Truma and Maisras Sheni, and the like, but the Rambam puts Shemitah all the way at the end. All the way at the end. Maybe he just thinks it's a separate category, it's not related to the others, but that's just in terms of an overview of the structure of the Rambam in Sefer Zra'im. So hopefully we'll come back to that at various times in the Seder. But we're in the middle of a sentence, the top of Beis Amin Aleph now, where the Gemara had asked, you know, why are all of these items in the Mishnah, not in the Mishnah? The Gemara had asked, why isn't Truma in the Mishnah, right? Isn't Truma also Ein Lo Shir? And we answered, we mentioned the Chosas Rid and the No Debi Yehuda, that means no Shir for Chita Achas Pederes Hazakrib, and maybe for the Mitzvah of Nesina, there is a Shir. But the Gemara, according to the way we read it, has two answers. Rabbi Imi says, "B'nei machlokes." No, there's a machlokes about the shear for truma, and that's why it is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has just cases and halachas that don't have a machlokes. And Rabbi Yossi says, "No." Rabbi Yossi says there is a shear. There is a shear for truma. Why? Because you can't make your entire field truma. So there is a shear. It only can be 99.9%. It needs what's called shear reha nikarin. It needs something to matir. Truma is matir the what's left. Bikurim is not. Bikurim doesn't create tevo. That's what Bizman said. We don't do bikurim. How can we not do bikurim? The answer is because not taking bikurim is just it's a bittul mitzvah. Right? It's not, doesn't create tevel if I don't do bikurim. So bikurim, you could do your whole field bikurim, but you can't do your whole field truma, and that's why, so there is a shear for truma, and that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, what about peya? You can't make your whole field peya either. So doesn't that mean peya, according to those rules, should not be in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no. Peya, you can. You can't give your whole field. Why? Because when's the Mechayev of Peya? The Mechayev of Peya is after I cut the first stalk. And once I cut the first stalk, that's the trigger. And once the trigger goes off, I can give the rest of my field as Peya. So it's Kilu, the whole field can be given as Peya. Truma is not about a trigger. Truma is about when I make the pile. So I can't make the whole field in the pile. I can't make Meruach on the whole field. So that's what the Gemara says on yesterday's daf. And let's just, now we're in the middle of the sentence. Now the top of Beis Amon Aleph, Bramhacha, by Peya, the first stalk is the trigger, and then the rest of the field can be given as Peya. So that's called Noshir. Bramhacha on the top of Beis Amon Aleph, Achlo Nismarech Hakri, before Meruach, before the pile is smoothed out in the field, Lo Nischayev Kri, Kiryo Truma. Then there's no Chiv of Truma yet. Bikesh Lasos call Kiryo Truma, and if you want to make your whole field, whole Kri into Truma, in Oseh. You can't do that, right? So that shows that it's Yesh Lo Shir, that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Did Tanina Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Chala, in the first parak, Ha'omer Kol Garni Truma. If somebody says, my whole Goren should be Truma, V'chali Sasi Chala, and all my dough should be Chala, I'm going to give the whole thing to the Kohen. My whole Isha should be Chala, Lo Amar Klum, Achi Shar Mixas. No, you have to leave a little bit. Just think about what the svar is. You need shiareha nikarin. You need something to be matired. That's part of the definition of hafrashas truma and hafrashas chala. If there's no tikun hakri, because it itself is the whole mitzvah, then it's anti-definitional and it undermines its own basis, and therefore one cannot do that. Fine. So now the Gemara asks three questions relating to peya. Relating to the issue that we said, once I cut the first stalk, that's when the chiyav of peya kicks in. Meaning there's no chiyav of peya before I harvest. We discussed back in Brachos one day, towards the end of the Masechta, we discussed the Taz in the beginning of Yaradeya, in Simon Aleph, in Ilcha Shechita, where the Taz says, maybe it could be that there's a mitzvah of Afarshat Shumas and Maisris, even if I have no plans of eating it. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what are you talking about? How could that be? It's a matir. It's not a mitzvah. And therefore, if you have no plans of eating, so then there's no mitzvah. He would probably not say that by Peah. Right? Peah, there's a mitzvah, there's no even mitzvah of hafrasha or nesina, it's a mitzvah of just leaving it. Ta'azov. So even that Taz wouldn't say that there's a mitzvah before you harvest. So now, we said, okay, once I harvest, then the chiyav kicks in. So question number one. Shibolas harishona, mao shetei chayeves bepeah. Once, we already answered this implicitly, but now the Gemara asks it. Once I cut that first stalk, is that first stalk included now in how you measure for the field of peya? Yes, that's what kicks off the chiyav. But is that included? If so, and the Maharafolda explains the suffix in the first Maharafolda. Im no markeshaba chiyav lasada chazar chiyav gamkein l'shipolas rishona. Maybe that's the trigger, but it's also included in the field that now has to have a peya taken off of it. V'kiyav shenichnasab bechlal chiyav yuchalas ososa peya. What's the nafkamina? Could I make that one peya? I cut that off, so could that one be peya? Oh, lo nichnasas bechiyav. Or it's not included, the ein yachul asosa, and you can't make it peya. To havilei, menapater ala chiv. Well, no, you can never give something that's pater from a certain matana with in mind to exempt something that's mechuyiv in that matana. Something that's pater from truma, I can't give to the coin for something that's chayiv in truma. So here, nafkamina number one, says the Mara Folda, is that first one included? Or if I give that one, it's kiilu, that's not chayiv in peya. That was the trigger of peya. And number two, he says, Istama Farshi, another nafkamina is, we will learn that the shear is 1/60th, midrabanan. So, is that one grain included in the 1/60th? That you have to take that ratio, or not? So those are the two nafkaminas to the question. So the Gemara answers, of course not. That first grain is not included. Efshar lomar hi chiva. Is it possible to say that it's the trigger, kol sadeh upeya, and the rest of the field, you can make the whole peah. It's chayev and peah? No. Right? The it only kicks in because you cut it. So only the chayev kicks in only once. Once this is harvested and cut, that's when the chayev of the field. And the chayev of peah is mebechubar, lechatchila. So here, right, when the chayev kicks in, this is talush. It's detached. So once it's tolush, then it's patur at the beginning, so then it's not going to be chayev. Right? And Mashu Chayev says the Marafolda again. The Mashu Chayev b'chibura hu tekaima la'olam b'chiyuva. Whatever started off as mechuyev at the first moment, it's still chayev. Mashenkin shibolas rishona shalonis chayev b'chibura. Actually, this is going on the next piece. Let's go on the next piece. Let's wait to see this afterwards. This was question number one, and we said since it wasn't attached, therefore it's not going to be chayev. Question number two. Katzar shibolas harishona. You cut off the first grain. Now you're all psyched to give peah from the rest of your field, and then all of a sudden, in Israfa, that first stalk becomes burned up and disappears. So now your trigger for the field is gone. Do you have to take the trigger and pull another trigger? Do you have to cut another piece in order to be mechayev? Like, does the chiyev dissipate? Ma'u she'etzorach liksar pam shnia? Do you have to take another piece off? So the Gemara says no. Nishmeimen ada. No, you learned it from the following. Katzar chetzia umachar masha katzar. What if you harvested half your field and then you sold it? You sold half the field. You didn't take off peah. Right? You sold it. We're going to learn later. You know, what happens if you sell that and who's chai for the peah, the buyer, the seller? But here, what if you sold what you cut? Katzar chetzia vehikdish masha katzar. Or you are makdish what you harvested. So the Gemara says, no sein min ha-mishu'ar al hakol. It does not say anything here, the Mefarshim explained, about taking another one to trigger the chiyuv. No. Whatever you have left, you have to give payah from that, but the 1/60th is measured from everything, even the part that you sold and that you were makdish. So says the Gemara, the hektish lavkesar of dami, isn't hektish ki'ilu it's burned up? Both of them are not connected to you anymore. It's as if it's not there. It doesn't say machar is kesar of dami. Maybe it's meduyak, only at least the raya is from the hikdish, because hikdish is a new status. It's a new status, it's totally not yours, it's kache bedakabayis, and therefore it's not connected to you, and yet you still have to take peah from the rest of the field without taking off anything else. Hada amra, so you learn from there. Katza shivel svishona v'nisrafa einotzorach liksar pam shnia. So you see, it does not have to be, you don't have to take off a second one in order to create the chiyuv. I saw in the back one of the Mefarshim, the Halacha LeMoshe says, why is Hikdish Ki'ilu Itzaruf? You know, maybe Efshar B'She'ela. Right? Can't you undo Hikdish? Right? In Mesechas Nedarim, it talks about She'ela B'Nedarim. Right? You could go to a rabbi to use all of the mechanisms that one could use. So here too, why don't we say that Efshar B'She'ela, and therefore it's not Kesaruf Dami. It's not Kesaruf Dami. So he says, I can come up with two cases that there's no she'ela possible. Ulay efshar lomar midiktani stam v'hikdish mishkachas shehikdish al das rabim de'ein lo hatara. There are certain types of hakdasha that is in public, al das of the public, so there's no she'ela there. Or kigon you amakdish chitim lohavi mehen menachos. You makdish something for kedushas haguf, not for kedushas damim. Kedushas Damim, remember the two types of Kedushas. There's Kedushas Bedek Abayis, or Kedushas Damim, which is value Hekdish. The base of Midrash doesn't want this table. I'll be Makdish it, they'll sell it, and that's Kedushas Damim. But something that the base of Midrash could use, right, if a Mizrak, or a flower, or an animal that's a Tam, all of those, there's no Pidyon by them. No Pidyon by them, there's no She'ela by them. So maybe it's talking about one of those cases, right? At least it's also included, the Halacha LeMoshe says. Either way, that's relating to Pidyon. It's a question that Rav Asher Weiss has an article about this in Bamidbar, in Parshas Matos. Does one ever have a chiyuv? If one could solve their problems, their averos, by doing she'ela, do they have a chiyuv to do that? Let's say somebody ate from hektish by mistake, and therefore they violated me'ila. But I can be shawl on my hektish, and then it comes out that I didn't violate me'ila. So do I have a chiyuv to do that? Am I allowed to do that? Right, what happens if somebody was shochet karchim bachutz, and then they're shoel, should they be shoel on the hektish, and then they retroactively didn't do an avera? We don't find this anywhere that one has a chi. If somebody does a bad hafrashas truma, an inferior hafrashas truma, min hara la yafe, somebody does something without making a bracha. Right, so do you ever have to do that? He says yesh la ayin. This is Simon Samachay. Atu kol anoder min akikar va'achlo chayv lishol nidro. If you violated a neder, do you have a chiyuv to be shol on your neder? About this one, misha zinsa ishto mitzvah alav l'shloach l'get umivatlo shalom b'fnei shliach. If a woman's mezana, maybe her husband should send her a get in a way that Chazal said, if you do that, we're going to be mafkia your kedushin. And then it'll come out that she'll never have been married. They would never find that anybody has to do that. Right? What about mitzad tshuva? Maybe tshuva. So he says, and other say, that we don't look for, that's not called doing tshuva. Right? That's not removing, that's removing the ma'isa, but you still do the ma'isa avera. Right? And there are other similar types of ideas. If somebody was borer be'isser b'shabbos, right? Ocha mitok psoles for later on. Should you automatically eat it? So it becomes miyad. And then you didn't violate? Right? All different types of similar suggestions, but we don't find that. That relates to this idea of being shoel on the hektish. Okay. Let's continue. Third question relating to peya. Kila esadehu. Kila is from the language of the Torah, where the Barafolda points out, lo sechale pa'asadcha. Don't totally harvest your field. You're supposed to leave. So kila esadehu, if somebody leaves, es at amar chazar peyel umrin. So if somebody harvests their whole field. So we know the Brisa says, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, in the Babli, Dafsari Dalid, and we mentioned this yesterday in the Hakdama, if somebody cuts down their whole field, so now the mitzvah of peyel is in the bundles. And if somebody, you know, crushes up the bundles, so then the mitzvah continues, now it's in the flour. And if you bake it, the mitzvah is in the baked. It doesn't stop. But ask the Gemara, so let's say I cut everything. So we just said that there's no chiv of peya on the first one. But what about if I now cut everything? Is now the first one included? Right? Do we say now that maybe it starts again. But there's already chiv of peya, so at least it'll be included. So chazra peya l'umrin. If the chiv of peya went to the bundles, ma'o shetachzer peya l'ktziras shibolas arishona. Do we say that there's a chiv now on that first shibolas, on that first stalk? Is it included? Is it included in the abit? So you did something wrong. You cut the whole thing. You violated maybe lo sixor. But there's still an option to do it because, as we said yesterday, peya is called a laf anita glase. Well, one's not supposed to violate, cut, but if you... It's one of those lavanita glaseis. There are different types of lavanita glaseis. Some lavanita glaseis could only be fulfilled if you did the avera. Right? If you did the avera, I left over nosar, that's an issa d'araisa, and I burned the nosar. I can't do the mitzvah of sreifas nosar unless I violated. But some lavanita glaseis are possible before you do the avera, but it's also possible after you do the avera. Shalech to shalach haseim. He's supposed to shoo away the mother bird. If you didn't, so then it's a question. Lo sikach, shalech to shalach. Here, you're supposed to, leave over the field and not cut it. That's the mitzvah, to leave peya. If I did cut everything, then there's still a mitzvah. I can still have possibility to do it in the omrim. So it is a lav anita glase. The Radvaz, in the beginning of Matnas Aniyim, asks, the Rambam paskins that, let's say, lav anita glase, and the assay becomes impossible to fulfill. Let's say the whole field gets destroyed. So then I'm going to get Malkus. That's the Gemara in Makos. Right? If you lav anita glase, you're going to get Malkus if there's no more possibility. What, you're going to get Malkus? When was the Hasra? The Hasra was before you cut. Somebody came over to me and said, don't harvest the whole field. If you harvest the whole field, it's an Avera. Isn't that what's called Hasra Safik? Hasra Safik is any type of Hasra that's inferior, that's lacking something. What's the classic case? A man is not sure who his father is, right? His mother got married 2 months after a divorce, and you don't know who his father is. Then he went and he hit one of these men. So before that, somebody said to him, you know what? If you hit your father, but who's my father? You don't even know who my father is. Which one of these? So that's hasra safek. So hasra safek lav shma hasra. That's not a good hasra. Meaning, if this, even if I do the act, I'm not sure if I did the avera. That's why it's called hasra safek. It's doubtful warning. So ask the Radvaz, isn't this a hasra safek case? Because I'm going to do the avera, and then it could be that I'm going to do the mitzvah. So I'm not going to get malchus. So the Rambam paskens beferish in Hilchas Sanhedrin that you're going to get malchus here by peya because it's hasra suffix shmo hasra. So ask the Radvaz, but we pasken lo shmo hasra. So how could the Rambam say that it's good hasra? So the Radvaz says, fascinating, there's a difference between the two cases that I mentioned. By a case, you're not sure who the father is. Right now, it's a suffix. Right now, you're not sure from the start. By peya, if you harvest this whole thing, that's the avera. You can undo it with the later mitzvah. But that's a big difference between a regular case of Asura Suffolk, which is a doubt to start with. You're not sure who the father is. Versus here, you do the Avera. Harvesting the whole thing is the Avera. you could undo it. That I say is going to undo it and be masakin it, so to speak. But there's no suffik when you cut the harvest and you did the whole avera. That's the beautiful Radvaz in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Modar Yochanan Basra Kazush Ari Vaday Over Ba'osa Shah Alav. Vasafik Eino Ella Im Yilke O Lo Kanav. The only suffik, by the way, is going to get Malkus or not. That's the Radvaz. Good. Whenever we Lavanit Glase comes up, we sometimes mention the Stechemet. Stechemet quotes in from the Achronim, that's what he always does. Why isn't every losase a Lavanit Glase to tshuva? Every Avera should be a Lavanit Glase to tshuva. So then you should never get Malkus, right? On any Avera, because there's always Lavanit Glase to tshuva. So three answers he gives. This is in Chela Gimel, page 301. I'm going to look it up. Number one, he says, come on. No. Lavanei Lasei is only when there's a, this is the Pashut answer. It's only when there's a specific tailored Avera to the mitzvah to this Avera. It's not that it's any, a general, you know, mitzvah. So that's number one. The Dafka Kishanitan Lasei Prati, who did I need to lay Lavanei Lasei? Ava Lasei to Tshuva, Shuklali, Lachalalavin, Lo Alim Lintuke, Dum Yed Lamaitakai Malan, Lav Shabeklalas. Similar to Lav Shabeklalas. Number one. Number two, he quotes, that Lava Nita, why is Lava Nita Klase fascinating? Pater from Malkus, because it has to be Dumi to Lava de Chasima. It has to be similar to the Lava of Muzzling. If it's similar to the Lava of Muzzling, so then one gets Malkus. And if it's not similar, then one doesn't get Malkus. But so says the Stechemed that if all Laveris are Mitukan to Tshuva, so then Lava de Chasima is also Mitukan to Tshuva. And you get Malkus for it. So it would be Dumi Dalav Dachasima. If that's going to reason, that's not going to be a reason that it's going to be a Nita Klase, that's going to poter, right? It's going to be the same reason, number two. And finally, number three, how do you know who did Tshuva? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who did Tshuva. But Bez is not going to give Malkus. I did Tshuva. How are they going to know he did Tshuva or not? The Tshuva ain't a matzal adam, he onish best in Shalmata. Sheikari yacharata, like the Ben Yadah, the Behuda says, that there's no Tshuva on Chayvi Misas, Bezdin. So those are the three answers that the Stechemed gives. Okay, back to the question. So the Gemara says, if somebody cut their whole field, harvested their whole field, so is the first one included? So the Gemara answers, no. Re'omer Reb Yossi, Nelef Peas Umrin, Mi Peas Kama. Reb Yossi says, no, you learn Peas Umrin, where the Peah that there's when there are bundles, from the Peah that was originally, from when it was standing. Ma Peas Kama Lo Chazra Peah Lakitziras Shibolas Arishona. Just like the first, when it's standing, the first one is not included. Af Peas Umrin Lo Taxer Peah Lakitziras Shibolas Arishona. So too, the Peas Umrin, the bundles, it is not included. Fine. Three questions, three answers. Hapeah Vabikurim Vechulu. So now the Gemara quotes two brises, which the Gemara assumes is not arguing except in formulation, but then we'll see it's deeper. Hapeya yesh lashir lamilamatan ve'im lashir milamalan. Peya has a shir lamata. What's the shir lamata? Midrabanan, as we said, 1/60. 1/60. There's no shir daraisa in for peya, but there's a shir midrabanan. So the one brisa formulates it as peya has shir minimum but not maximum. Habikurim v'harayon, ein lahem shir lo milamala v'lo milamatan. Bikurim and rayon, which we'll see better on tomorrow's daf, which is being in the base of Migdash for Alila Ragel, that has no shir, minimum or maximum. That's one brisa. Is tani tana, but there's another tana that says, another brisa, ha'peva v'habikurim v'harayon, ein lahem shir lo milamala v'lo milamatan. No shir milamata either. So one brisa says that Peya has a shir milamata, and one brisa says that Peya does not have a shir milamata. So mam nafik min beneon, right? What's the difference? What's the nafkamina between them? Vehein chan min shishim, right? Doesn't everybody lamaisa hold that mida oraisa Peya has no shir, and mida rabbanon you should leave 1/60? So if everybody holds that, so what's the difference in formulation in the brises? Is there a nafkamina? One says there's no shear minimum, and one says there is shear minimum, and one means daraisa, one means rabbanan. Why would you have different formulations? So the Gemara says, no, there is a difference. Min demar depeya yesh lashir milamatan ve lashir milamalan. According to the first brisa that says there is a shear minimum, there's a shear minimum. You know what that's saying? Mashanasa nasan. What if I gave less than 1/60? So the Gemara says, according to that brisa, what you gave is you gave. It's got, you can't take it back. You can't be chozer bo. Chazar vahosif, but you have to keep adding on until you get to 1/60. But all that you were mosif up until you get to 1/60, chayev b'meiser at shoa sheyashlem. We know, we mentioned, I think, in the Hakdama, that peah is pater for meisers. Peah is pater for meisers. So the Brice is saying here, there's a minimum shear 1/60th. Until you get there, it's chayev and meisers. Until you get there. It's chayev and meisers, because this is the minimum shear. So you get there, it doesn't have the... doesn't have the patur, which some achronim wonder how is that going to work. And then once you get to the 1/60th, then automatically it becomes peah. And then there's a patur for maestros. It's going to be very confusing for an ani who got this beforehand. It is peah. It's not peah. It's chayven maestros. Not chayven maestros. Very, very problematic and difficult to figure out exactly how that works lamaisa. But that's the first brisa. So the first brisa says minimum is 1/60th. So until you get to 1/60th, we will say that there's a chiv in maestros on that because it's not really peah yet. Man demar de but according to the one that says, no, it doesn't have a shear minimum either. Once you give something, even a tiny amount, that's already pay and it's potter for maestros. Anything more you give, that's chayv and maestros, because you're ready to yotze peya. Ramida araisa. Ramida araisa is any amount. So therefore, any more that you give is not going to be called peya, and it's going to be chayiv in a maestros. The Mishnah Lamelech says in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, this is only if you weren't planning to give more when you gave your first amount. Meaning, what if I'm going to planning to give some on one side of the field, one on the other side of the field? So it's going to take a few minutes to designate it and to... So you can tell me if I don't do it in one fell swoop, it's not going to be peya? No, he says, if you're going to have it all in mind, then fine. That all could be peya. But if you didn't have it in mind, that's what's being referred to here. Mishnah Malach has other issues. He talks about this whole Braisa, this whole Yerushalmi, and discusses it. Okay, we continue. Rev Berechia Boy. So Rev Berechia now says, there are a couple of other things that don't have a shear that could be in the Mishnah, that also ain't low shear. Rev Berechia Boy, V'lama lo taninan afar sota. What about the afar sota, the dirt that's mixed into the waters of the sota, that's given to the sota to drink? There's no shear for that. It has to be visible in the water, but there's no shear really. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? V'lama lo taninan afar para. What about the ashes of the paraduma that has to be mixed in with the mayim chayim and sprinkled on, again, no shear for that afer, even a tiny amount. Right, we're going to have to, you're only supposed to use probably a tiny amount because you need a paraduma for how many millions of times that you're going to, people become tamei meis, right? There's only going to be one more paraduma and that's going to be needed for all of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Mishnah in Parah says, right, there were 9 already, there's going to be the 10th when Mashiach comes. So it's going to be one cow's ashes to metahir all of Klal Yisrael. You can't use too many ashes for that. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? V'lama lo tanina rok yavama. What about this? The saliva, the spittle that a yavama spits. So also there's no shear for that. Okay, rok hanira le dayanim. But again, there's no specific shear. V'lama lo tanina dam sipar shal mitzora. What about the blood of one of the mitzora birds that also has to be mixed into water and sprinkled on a mitzora in order to become tar, right? So why, in all these cases, why aren't they in the Mishnah? Before we do the answer, just two haris, one about offer sota, do offer and afer, paral. Let's do it together. So there is a chazal that put those two together. Remember the chazal, va'anochi offer va'afer. Offer va'afer, the Gemara in Chulin says that offer va'afer, bischar that Avram Avinu said when he was bargaining with Hashem. Va'anochi offer va'afer, I'm like ashes and dirt. So bischus that, he was zochet to the offer sota and the afer para. The offer sota and the afer para. Bischus that he said, I'm like offer va'afer. So what is the connection? Why is that mida k'neged mida? So we mentioned the beautiful Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi said, if you think about it, dirt and ashes are opposites. Opposites. To afar me olam lohaya botsura chashuva. Dirt doesn't have a past. Doesn't have a past. There was nothing in this dirt. Rak yachol akabel tsura chashuva. You call on lizrobo. You could plant in the dirt. V'yigdal kol atzmachim olasim in a kli chashuv. You could use dirt. Dirt doesn't have a past, but it has a future. Afer is the opposite. Ashes has a past. It was something, but it has no future. You can't plant in afer. Right, past and future. So Avraham Avinu was saying in his Anava, Anochi Yarfa Ve'efer, I have no past, I have no future, I'm a nothing. That's what Avraham Avinu was saying. Right, but so the Beis Halevi says, and that was the Mita Keneged Mita. Because Efer Para Aduma, right, gives somebody a future. They're Tame now, and it's mitahar you. So now you have a future. And the offer sota gives the woman back her past, right? It clarifies her past, and in that way, she could stay married to her husband. That's the vaydafka, the Beis HaLevi, in Parshas Vayera, v'anochi offer va'efer. Also, the Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, notes on sota. You know, one might think that, oh, what's going on here? We're giving this woman to drink. But says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Naso, really, right now this man has chshados about his wife, right? He said he told her not to be seclude herself with this man, and she did. So naturally, he's going to think something happened. The only way that this man will be convinced that nothing happened is kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and is made that nothing happened. That's why this is the only halacha that relies on a miracle, the offer sota. And it's really letovas our relationship, because you know how else you know can would they be able to get together? Even if she says nothing happened, even if a navi would come and say nothing happened, he would still have something in his heart. Oh, only if a miracle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says nothing happened. That's why this occurs. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says for shalom bayis. Not only will my name get erased, you can rely on a miracle of a chulu. That's why the Gemara said at the end of Sota, once there was so much niyuf, so the water stopped working, wasn't helping anything, and therefore they just stopped using it. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Nasa. Okay, just finishing up. So the Gemara says, why aren't all of these in the Mishnah? Afar, Afer, and Rok, and Dam. Answer, lo asina b'masnisa ela dvarim shu mosif alehen v'ish b'asiyas and mitzvah. The Mishnah only lists off things that if you would add on to them, so then it's a good thing. It's a lachadchila. Do more. Right. See Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash more. And do more peya. Do more gemil chasadim and Torah. Right. All the things that have no shir. But elu, these, avo bishu mosif alein, ein basiyas mitzvah. But these, if you use more, it's not better. Right. Use more dirt or more ashes, that's not better. And therefore, it is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only like good things, so to speak. What does it mean? How do you classify that? So maybe what it means is that in the Mishnah we're talking about mitzvos. Mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Peah. Maybe these are matirim. Not really a mitzvah. They're so to speak a matir or a mitahir. They're matir you to you're becoming Torah. You're going to the base of Migdash. They're matir you to the husband. They're matir you to marry someone. By matirim, there's no lechadchila and to do more lechadchilas and b'dievets by matirim. Well, we mentioned that in the past. There's a Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Vav where Tosfos discusses that there's no lechadchila potential when it comes to a matir. Right? That's the a matir is a matir, and therefore Tosfos discusses. I'll just read you that Tosfos here Samach Vav Mabez. He says there's no lechadchila. The svarahu, the guy be tefila, so the Torah she yitar adam. The ain lomar de lachadchila liboy. Are you talking about bias mayim? Is there a lachadchila to open your mouth when you're in the mikvah? Right? Roy la bias mayim. Right? Bidiyavet, even if your mouth is closed. No, says Tosfos. No, there's no lachadchila when it comes to a matir. It's either you do it or you don't do it. Aval bilo mikra bikurim v'chali. He has chalitza there, which doesn't fit to what I'm saying, because it's on my Ro Yevama. But either way, chalitza might be a mitzvah too. Might be a machlokas we've shown him. But either way, this is the Gemara, only by mitzvos that there's a lachadchila to do more, but not by the others, which are not. You don't add any adifus when you do more. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time with Peah Daf Gimel.